from a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler. Valerie Plame is perhaps best known for having been unmasked as a CIA operative by conservative columnist Robert Novak after Plame's husband, the Ambassador Robert Wilson, published an article critical of the Bush administration's claims for weapons of mass destruction leading up to the Iraq War. Valerie Plame has since written a book about that called Fair Game, and she's written a new fictional book called Blowback. Welcome, Valerie Plame, to Craft.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Tell me about your new book. It's called Blowback, and it's co-written with Sarah Lovett.
Yes, it's a spy thriller with, surprise, a female CIA protagonist named Vanessa Pearson. I very much wanted to try to write something, and Sarah was with me on this, that showed a much more realistic portrait of a female CIA ops officer, because generally what's out there is pretty cardboard. You know, women as props is what I feel like. Mm-hmm. And the premise is that she is trying to hunt down someone that is helping the Iranians with a secret nuclear facility. So, you know, very much of a current topicality, and it was a hell of a lot of fun to write, and a lot more fun to do than my memoir, Fair Game, which was more of a catharsis.
Right. Well, I wondered about that. I mean, you must have felt freer writing this book. You've got a much broader palette to work with in fiction, but that brings its own challenge of making up things. How did the two books differ for you?
Well, completely. Of course, Blowback is influenced and informed by my experiences. We paid close attention to location. I've been to all those places. I've worked there, traveled there, have lived there, the different places in the book, as well as the spy craft, the trade craft, what she's doing, because usually I'm rolling my eyes when I see a movie or something on TV of how, you know, come on.
Wait a minute. James Bond isn't accurate on the way that spycraft works?
Crazy, huh? That's,
I don't believe
or,
that.
Angelina Jolie in Salt, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm usually jumping off of bridges onto the top of a passing truck. So all of that, you can still be really entertaining and very much on the issues of the day, in this case, nuclear proliferation and a bad guy's getting a nuclear weapon, but more realistic. And I wanted to show a more complex character. And I was really fortunate our publisher, David Rosenthal, put Sarah Lovett and I together. She lives in New Mexico, as do I. I think that was just by chance. But we really liked each other, and we have a great working relationship. And she really understands the craft of writing.
Tell me about that working relationship. How did you negotiate collaborating with somebody on something that is new for you, not necessarily new for her? How did that work?
Right. Because prior to this, I had, you know, just done intel reports. So she really understands the craft of writing and pacing and what needs to be cut. As you know, it's so much harder to write to convey what you need to in a shorter amount of words than blah, 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 blah. And I brought to it my experiences, the characters that I've met along the way, the concern, what it's like being inside the CIA and the challenges. And we, although we do live close to each other, we don't see each other that often, but we bounce it back and forth, and it's really been a great experience.
Going back to the ideas of your bringing a lot of knowledge from your time at the CIA, I think I had read that your previous book, Fair Game, there was some need to have things redacted.
Mm-hmm.
What was the case with a book like this where mm-hmm. It's fiction, but how much yeah. of it can you say, oh, this is something that I can use or something that I shouldn't use? How often was that an issue?
When I joined the CIA, I signed a secrecy agreement, which I completely support, and you promise not to reveal sources or methods, and that stays with you throughout your life. So anything I write needs to be submitted to the agency for their review. Now, in the case of Fair Game, that's a whole other conversation. I don't believe what was redacted had any impact whatsoever. It was not classified information, but there was a lot of political angst around all of that. So happily with blowback, I submitted it to the agency for their review, and they understood that it was fiction. And yet, as I said, we worked really hard to make sure it's realistic in many ways, but of course without revealing any classified information.
Right, right. So they didn't comment on the literary value of the book or anything. That would
be
fun, wouldn't it?
I don't think that's their job.
Okay.
It's the sources and methods, ma'am.
Tell me about your process in working with the different authors on these different books. You said you don't live all that close to Sarah Lovett. Is it mostly over email? What kind of exchanges do you do that enable you to write a book?
Well, we both live in the Santa Fe area, so New Mexico is big, so but we do spend a lot of time on the phone, or we will meet. We have just found the rhythm that works for us, and we're delighted with the result. We've gotten some really nice reviews, and in fact, we're hard at work on the second one.
Okay. What is the second one? It's going to be another Vanessa Pearson novel, correct?
It is. Hopefully, you know, a long series. Yeah, I would love to see this continue on, because there's a lot of stories to tell that you can fictionalize, and there aren't any characters like Vanessa Pearson out there that are not relying exclusively on sex or guns to make their point or to collect intelligence.
Tell me about the development of Vanessa Pearson. How did you go about creating it? She shares some things in common with you, I think. And then some things are different?
Yeah, I think Vanessa is a younger, smarter version. She's flawed, as we all are, but the great thing about fiction is you can fix some things. She comes from a military family, Air Force, as I did. My father fought in World War II and was an Air Force officer. And she has a brother in the Marines. I have a brother in the Marines. So there is that sense of public service. And that begins to shape who she is and why she wanted to do this. Why she wanted to do this career, and I think she also is much better at foreign languages than I am.
Was there a sense when you, as you said, as you were creating the character, you thought a younger, smarter you, and then you also had to add in some flaws to make it a compelling character. Where did you find that balance? How do you work through a character and say, this is good, this is bad, these are the things that I want to bring to the fore so that they represent the kind of character you're interested in?
Good question. I read far and wide all the time, fiction, nonfiction. And I guess with Sarah's help, I just followed what I like, you know, what I want to know about a character and how complex and the relationships. And the CIA is in many ways being overseas and in the field, very much a lonely job. How do you form relationships? Those are the things that I was thinking of putting it in, you know, as we were developing this. And again, I look at, well, what's out in pop culture right now and very popular, of course, is Homeland, and Claire Danes is such a brilliant actress, and it's compelling TV, but of course they gave her, you know, she's mentally ill. She's bipolar, and that, while that's very entertaining, that the likelihood of that happening and that escaping CIA folks that are, you know, trying to make sure that that their ops officers are reasonably stable are pretty much zero.
When you look at something like that, what's your feeling about why they chose to create a character like that? Is it just to make her more compelling so she's less?
I think so.
Stable?
Yeah, I think so. But notice that Carrie has no friends, right? She's not exactly great with interpersonal relationships, which, in real life, when you are seeking to collect human intelligence, it's really helpful to be able to have that sense and that genuine curiosity about other people, and to be able to find their trust and find their motivation quickly. And Carrie, as the character, is brilliant, but many of those other points are missing.
Thank you very much, Valerie Plame, for talking to me today on Craft. I really appreciate your willingness to talk about the character creation and the book Blowback, which is available now.
Thank you.
For more information about Valerie Plame, visit www.craftheshow.com, or you can friend us at facebook.com/craftheshow. Until next time, this is Doug Dangler. Be creative.